Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements with yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor and enjoy your morning announcements.
There is a gale watch in effect as we speak here, so keep that in mind. Just be on the lookout for anything and anybody named Gale today, I guess. It's Friday the 13th. Are you scared yet, Spence?
I am not.
Okay.
Although I did have bad luck this morning.
Uh-oh. You had bad luck yesterday.
Yeah, bad luck this morning. I actually fell down on wet stairs.
What the? At the house?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, sue yourself and see how that goes.
Luckily, I caught myself and no damage was reported.
So. Man, several weeks ago on the other gig, I was out and almost face planted.
Oh no.
Tripped on something on a sidewalk and did one of those forward falling clown kind of maneuvers where your arms are flailing and you're trying desperately to maintain your balance. All the meanwhile, just proceeding at a silly pace forward.
Did you look around and see what you tripped over?
I knew what I tripped over.
Oh, okay.
I was looking around to see if anybody saw it. I'm not sure whether they did or not. Yeah, it is Friday the 13th and so on and so forth. And I have never, ever understood the fascination with slasher movies like Friday the 13th. Back when I was looking around at Friday the 13th stuff for this morning, somebody had put up a compilation video of all of the kills from the Friday the 13th movie franchise.
Yuck.
Exactly. Why are we fascinated by that stuff? Why are we so into murder?
I don't know.
I mean, it's almost a celebratory thing. Whee, another murder. What? How superstitious are you, Spence?
I am not.
All right, let's find out here, shall we? Let's take you and me, the how superstitious are you test, all right?
Okay.
Friday the 13th is an unlucky day for you, true or false?
Well, if I go by this morning, then it's
well, you could look at it the other way in that you didn't hurt yourself.
Well, that's so true. That's so true.
All right. Where do you come down on if you step on a crack? Will you break your mother's back?
No, because she's been gone for a long time now.
I remember believing that. Not really believing it, but I think on a given bad day, wishing it was true.
Oh, dear.
And my granddaughter's going through it, too. I don't know why this came up for relatively recently. Something about she was trying to avoid the cracks in the driveway. So she didn't hurt her mom. I said, well, that's nice of you. Would you believe that there would be seven years of bad luck staring you in the face were you to break a mirror? And have you ever broken a mirror?
I've never broken a mirror.
I'm trying to think if I have or not.
I remember when it was called a looking glass.
Wow. Wasn't that the 1800s?
I don't know. My grandmother used to say.
Oh, really? She called it a looking glass?
Go look at yourself in the looking glass.
I always remember my mother looking at herself in her compact mirror.
Oh, okay.
You know, a little flip-up thing from you pull out of the purse.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever carried a rabbit's foot to bring you good luck?
No.
Mm-hmm. Ever opened an umbrella indoors and been worried about it?
I don't recall ever opening an umbrella indoors. But I wouldn't worry about it. I'd worry about people asking me why I opened an umbrella indoors. Yeah. But
I would worry about getting out the door. do you think that astrology works? You know, what are you? I'm a Cancer. What are you?
Libra.
That's all I know about astrology is that I'm a Cancer.
My mother was into that quite a bit.
Yeah. So. My take on that is the assertion that everybody born within a 30-day period, or however long those things last, have the same traits is just silly in my mind.
Hmm.
So. Have you ever had a black cat cross your path, and were you concerned about that, or did bad luck follow?
I wasn't concerned. I thought about it, but I wasn't concerned about it.
Yeah, you do think about it. Mm-hmm. Have you ever passed by a ladder, and you think, should I walk under that or not?
No, I don't.
Have you ever had an itchy palm?
And, yes.
Did money come your way as it is supposed to?
Unfortunately not. So,
guess we don't believe in that one either. What happens if the bottom of your foot itches? What comes your way then?
Dr. Scholl's.
Gold bond.
Oh, yeah, gold bond.
Let's see. Do you believe on, or knocking on wood?
No.
I'm sure everybody's done it.
Yeah,
but,
I've done it.
Just because it's... you know it's something, but
yeah.
I doubt if anybody really believes that it does anything. I've never heard this one before, that you shouldn't cut a baby's hair before his or for her first birthday.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of that either. I don't think too many babies have that to worry about that. Most of them are just trying to grow hair through that period. You should never rest a hat on a bed.
Never heard of that.
Neither. I think we're getting down into the weird ones. You ever tossed salt over your shoulder for good luck?
Yes.
I mean, okay. Did it bring good luck?
I don't recall.
Did it stop the itching in your palm?
No. I remember, I think my mother said, you're going to have to clean that up, you know.
That's right. Yeah, the guy behind you in the next booth at Denny's didn't appreciate it.
Started looking up at the ceiling to see what.
Oh, man.
I have one for you to see if you know.
All right.
My stepmom used to tell me, and she says it happened to her, if you're in bed at night and you hear three knocks on the door, someone died.
Okay. Was it the person at the door?
No.
No?
No, but she said that happened several times, and it turned out to be true.
Several times in her life, she was in bed, and there she heard
three knocks at
her bedroom door.
And she woke up, and then somebody called her, or she called somebody, and you know, so-and-so died last night. And she, oh, wow. You know,
I went to so-and-so's funeral.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. That's better than every Tom, Dick, and Harry under the sun.
To that end, there's apparently also a superstition that says if you die in your dreams, you will die in real life. That's scary.
I've never died in my dreams.
Let's see. You should never say Macbeth in a theater. I've heard that before. I don't know what that's all about.
Never heard that.
Yeah, theater people know all about that. Mm. It's good luck if you find a penny, but you have to pick it up, right? See a penny, pick it up all the day. You'll have good luck. See a penny.
I don't know. I used to put them in my loafers. I remember that.
See a penny, let it lie, and I guess you're going to die.
Never heard about that. Wow.
Yeah. I think I've heard it with both penny and pin.
Hmm.
So if you see a pin, you can break a spell of bad luck. Maybe this is something you should try since you had a little bad luck yesterday, a little bad luck this morning. You can break a spell of bad luck by turning seven times in a clockwise circle. So
I'll do that in the chair here later.
I'm going to do that in retirement. What's that guy doing out there in the middle of the street? I think he's had some bad luck.
Yeah. Here comes Medic One.
Of the paddy wagon. All right, well, enough of that.
Really?
Superstitious and so on and so forth. It is Friday the 13th.
Why is it a penny for your thoughts, but I want to throw my 2 cents in?
Yeah, I don't know. And whoever came up with those wooden nickels, and why shouldn't you take one?
I've never seen one.
I think I have seen a wooden nickel.
I've had people say that to me quite often. Don't take any wooden nickels.
Yeah.
Don't let the screen door hit you in the...
I wonder if that wooden nickel thing came maybe out of the Depression when people were trying to pass off bogus money.
Okay. People ever tell you, Here's your hat. What's your hurry?
I have heard that. That usually comes right after. Don't let the screen door hit you on the way out. And close the door. Were you born in a barn?
Oh, I've heard that many times.
Were you born in a barn?
No, I was not. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a tornado in my room like my father used to accuse me of.
Colorful things from the Depression.
It's a pigsty in here.
Yeah, I heard that one quite often. We are not going to live in a pigsty. Well, I hope not. Oh, man. Also, if you forgot to pull up your zipper, hey, you left your barn door open.
Oh, there. Yes. Heard that one. Yeah.
I don't know why I had such a problem with my zipper when I was a kid, but I heard that often for some reason. Here's your hat. What's your hurt? So anyway, it's the 13th of November, Friday, the 13th. So if that scares you, just knock it off. That's silly. We do believe a lot of weird stuff. And back to the first point of this whole discussion here, I still do not understand our fascination. And I've known some people down through the years, friends and family, that are just all into these slasher movies. I do not understand how that is a form of entertainment.
I don't either.
Gee, I wonder how she's gonna die. I hope it's bloody. Hey, this is entertaining.
I don't recall a lot of that type of horror in the really old Frankenstein, Woolworth.
Or werewolf?
Woolworth.
Yeah, the Woolworth. Frankenstein versus Woolworth. A monster comes in, sits at the counter, and tries to have a sundae.
I don't recall a lot of that horror type of stuff. I don't know where werewolves came from, but werewolves is what it was.
Oh, man. Didn't Dracula take on Woolworths one time, too? All right. Well, I actually had some serious stuff to talk about, but it doesn't seem appropriate at this point. Because the show's already gone off the rails, and we haven't even gotten to 6:30 yet. What the heck? That one's going to stick with me for a while. Thanks, Spence. No, to your point, they very seldom, if ever, showed any gore back then, you know. But, man, in recent, especially, again, the slasher genre, the bloodier the better, you know. And if they can make blood squirt across the room out of somebody's jugular, then there's a home run right there. Happy Friday the 13th, everybody. We should all meet for lunch at Woolworths later today. All right, it's 6:24, I think. Sports is coming up momentarily here on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Time for page two of your morning announcements on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. You know, Spence, the only reason I played is so we can hear Captain Pipes there go, thank God it's Friday.
Wow, I agree with his sentiment, though.
Yeah, every Friday that comes around anymore is certainly welcome. Yikes. Although it's hard, at least for me, to keep the weekdays and weekend separated anymore. They all just kind of seem to blend together.
I think you're right. I believe you're right.
We wrap up here this Friday with a Friday the 13th. Probably should say good morning to Pat Mooney because he's just sitting over here.
Well, how about that? He brought me a donut.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really?
Good morning to Pat Mooney.
Did he get that at Woolworths?
Yeah, Woolworths. Yeah.
I did not. I got it at Don Donuts.
Don Donuts. Wow.
I don't know whether you heard earlier, Pat, but we were discussing old horror movies.
Oh, no.
Spencer wondered if, what were we talking about? Whether or not there was any, they didn't really show much of the bloody kind of stuff back in the days of the old horror movies. Like,
thank God.
Like Frankenstein versus Woolworths is what he said.
I meant to say werewolf.
He tried to get werewolf out and it came out as Woolworths.
Yeah. I believe the one you were actually referring to was Glicks versus Woolworths. I'm not sure.
Woolworths versus SS Kresge's.
I sailed on that to the Caribbean one year.
Wow.
The SS Kresge. It was a 3-hour tour.
Were the rooms five and dime?
Every seat was a stool.
A stool, yeah.
Did you guys have Kresge's around here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's downtown, I believe.
Well.
Yeah, everything was downtown.
Downtown.
At one point or other. Pat didn't just wander in. Well, I guess you kind of did wander in off the street.
I did.
He's here for a purpose, and after 7 o'clock, we'll find out what that purpose is. You have
You'll just have to wait.
You have a special purpose.
Yes, I do.
No, we're doing the 15 Under 15 award winners today, right?
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Correct.
You got so many of these number things going on. I can't.
There's only three of them.
There's
40 Under 40, 15 Under 15, and the best 20 places to work.
20 under 40, 30 under 60, 15 over 10.
The amazing thing is the number of people that want me to now do a 60 over 60 and stuff like that, so that guys like you can be celebrated.
I threw that in. You need to better hurry up with that one, because
we're gonna have to do 70 over 70. I already have to do that one.
Well, good luck.
I hit that mark.
Well, I wanted to at least spend a couple of minutes here this morning with just bringing you up to speed on where we are in the whole COVID situation here, because it just is getting worse and worse and worse. Michigan is in the midst of the worst week ever regarding coronavirus. We are not alone. 10.5 million confirmed cases in the country. The deaths now up to 242,000. California hit 1 million, joining Texas in that department. The Illinois governor is, and the mayor of Chicago, urging people to not have anybody over for Thanksgiving. And that's become quite a hot topic of discussion here. Could we, should we have anybody over? Do we all have to stay home?
You just leave your kids in the basement or what?
And Spence and I were talking last week about, this whole notion of if they do come over, everybody has to go to a separate room to eat.
There you go.
But then you dress it up by giving names to, like, the cranberry room and the sweet potato den.
All right. Colonel Mustard did it in the cranberry room with a gravy ladle.
with a turkey leg. So, yeah, but it is becoming, very serious there. Dire circumstances are the words from Governor Whitmer here. Say a case is surging across the state, hospitals and public health departments becoming overwhelmed. We heard yesterday the story of the rather horrific situation up in Muskegon. Deaths on the increase. Those numbers always do lag behind the cases. Now, we are having some success in being able to treat the people that are coming down with COVID better. And on top of that, the people that are coming down with it, more and more of them are in the younger demographic, and they have a much better chance of surviving. So perhaps those death rates won't rise correspondingly with the number of cases, but the number of cases are just alarming. And again, the reason that that is a concern, as we discussed yesterday, was because it overwhelms your healthcare system, and the nurses and doctors just can't handle it. Up in Muskegon, they had a situation where they had COVID outbreaks within the hospital, and they're bringing in untrained people to take care of.
I've heard of some communities that are calling out retired doctors and nurses, saying, "Please come back.
Right.
We'll offer bonusing and stuff like that to get you back into the trenches."
Just trying to deal with it. And then there's issues here with offices going back to work. Governor saying that if precautions aren't followed, offices can be cited. Now, this is not new. The MIOSHA, Michigan Occupational Safety Health Administration, Can fine you up to $7,000 if you're not following the proper protocols here. And that has been done already. And they're going to be apparently looking a little closer into that. So the largest chunk of these infections still coming from long-term facilities and schools. But there's a continuing rise of cases in offices. And so that's got state leaders worried there as well. So we're back to wearing a mask, avoiding unnecessary social interactions, which means limited trips to the grocery store and limited in-person visits with friends and family. In the words of the governor, just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. So. And
it'll be this, Batman. In the middle of all that, I heard on the way in this morning from a news station in Chicago that the that Southwest Airlines is opening up all the rows now. Mm-hmm. They're saying, you know, we've pretty well proven that, you know, you can fly without a problem and so forth. And I was like, at a time when everybody else is ratcheting down, they and other airlines are saying, we're going to fill every seat that we can.
And just between you, me, and the fence post, that's one of the problems that we have here without a national umbrella of guidelines.
Of leadership.
Of leadership and guidelines. Because everybody's doing their own thing.
Exactly.
And hoping that it works. And others are looking around, oh, that worked. Let me try that. Ooh, this didn't work. We better cut it out. And it's just, it is.
Well, and somebody also said yesterday that they were talking about the possibility of letting every individual county do its own thing as to, instead of issuing a state mandate a la the spring saying close down everything, they're going to let county by county do that. Well, talk about chaos. You don't know. I mean, you won't know driving from one city to another whether or not where you're going is going to allow you to go in when you get there. I mean, that can't happen. To allow a county by county decision like that is insane. State by state was already bad enough, especially for conditions like ours where we're only 30 miles from the border.
You would need an overarching umbrella concept for the nation and then with specific ways to deal with outbreaks in given communities. So. Yeah. My family has given up on ever going to Canada.
You'll never be let in, will you?
I don't think so.
My cousin, who we visited last year in France, came home. Her mother is ill, and she came home last month briefly for a visit. She almost was not allowed to go back. She went back to Paris the day that they were shutting things back down again in Paris.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's really scary because she's got a daughter who's in like eighth grade or whatever, who was basically staying alone except for her brother who's in college, but he lives in another city, so they had some support. But basically, so it's like, okay, mom can't come home. I'll stay in America for a couple of years.
Man. Spectrum, Mercy, Bronson, all hitting record highs for patients. And some are saying the challenge isn't at the moment, not really anymore having enough beds for patients, but enough staff to be at their bedsides. And, I just saw an interview with a nurse from, I'm trying to think of where this was. It might have been El Paso because that's become a real nasty hot spot down there. And this poor guy was just talking about how he had, denying families, the opportunity to come visit loved ones who were, sick or dying and having to comfort that himself. And he says it is just wiping him out.
Well, and just imagine, you're in the hospital, you're not allowed any visitors in many cases, so you got nobody from the outside coming in, and there's no staff, so it's just like laying in a bed and going, hello, anyone?
Sit there and watch
Bueller?
The Price is Right all day long.
Bueller?
That'll drive you nuts in and of itself. Another thing that we're looking at and that started to happen is shoppers again are starting to stock up. And
get your toilet paper.
And they're starting to see some shortages. Now, already and earlier this year, places like Kroger were limiting purchases of toilet paper and paper towels and that sort of stuff. And they may get back to that. Now, the retail and grocery industry claim that they have learned from the last time around and they have
supply lines.
Fixed issues within their distribution setup and their supply lines. And they have ramped up production of the things that we, hoarded last time, but now they're starting to see new things because the holidays are mixed into this. So things like stuffing are going off the shelf, spices are being hoarded.
Earlier this month, it was tough to get chili materials, you know, the kidney beans.
Oh, chili.
Yeah, chili. Yeah, to even get the fixings, you know, to make your own chili, because everybody was hoarding that, you know. And then right now, one of the things you really seriously want to look at, because we're only less than 2 weeks out from Thanksgiving now, if you're not going to have a bunch of people over and you don't need a great big turkey, the great big turkey bins are filled at the stores. The turkey breasts and smaller units are flying out of there.
I don't care if nobody's coming over. We're still doing a full-blown turkey because how on earth could you go through Thanksgiving without leftovers?
Exactly.
You know, and I'll eat cold turkey afterwards.
For 3 months.
Yeah, I'll eat cold turkey.
Yeah.
I want a catered dinner.
You want one?
No, I won.
Oh, you won?
According to the email I received.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Was it from Nigeria?
No, it's from Landfill Foods.
Come fill your plate.
Yeah. Do they deliver or do you have to pick up?
Yeah, big dump truck.
Well, we were talking to the people from Papa Vino's yesterday, and Kelly Stopczynski. And they're offering a take-home holiday. Well, actually, there was a holiday party, but I think there's going to be more and more of that type of stuff. And I think we're going to have to go back to ramping up the efforts to get people to, you know, do the takeout thing, too.
Yeah.
And that's another thing.
A lot of people
never
even stopped.
Right, myself included. Yeah. But that's another thing that got better from last time. A lot of people who had online presence ramped that up. Some who didn't built new platforms to help out, so there'll be more ready.
So at least if things do end up having to ratchet back down in that regard, it won't be quite as painful. It's not, you know, you don't want to wish it on anybody, but man, you know, they've learned.
It'll still make for some entertaining reading on Southwest Michigan Food Critics Facebook page.
There's no such thing as entertaining reading anymore. I've never seen such strident, angry, bitter people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, and I'm just talking about Facebook in general on anything.
I know.
It doesn't even matter if it's
some people are so fed up with Facebook and Twitter, they've gone off to their own social media platform now, Parler.
Yeah. I tried to sign up for that just to see what it was about.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you the stupid little, you know, ratchet code or whatever, and every time I would enter it, you go, okay, and then you're supposed to enter a number after that. There's never any place to put the number, so I've been highly unsuccessful in getting on. I guess I'm fine with that.
There's only two rooms in that part.
Exactly.
Funeral and beauty.
Well, that's for people who don't want to hear anything.
Well, don't forget there are tattoo parlors, too.
Well, that's true.
Could be three in rooms in that.